Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
I believe Jacksonville is going to this game.
You got them losing.
I am losing.
I said 20-17, Jacksonville.
20-17. And Jacksonville's going to score 20 points.
Bortles to Cole for the score, and the Jags have extended the lead.
I don't believe in their offense at all.
A one-handed catch to the 46-yard line and a first down.
They're just limited. Their quarterback really hamstrings them.
Bortles to Moncrief for the score.
And I can easily see Blake Bortles, with all the success he had in the first half last year, and how terrible he was in the second half, looking across the field saying, you know what? What I did last year wasn't enough.
Jacksonville is going to do something it's never done before, and that's beat New England in the regular season.
We're building something special.
I don't think they're building anymore. I think it's built.
It's here.
It's here, and I'm telling you, I think you're going to see this rematch right here in the AFC title game again back here, and it's going to be a monster.
Right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here live at Gillette Stadium. It is OMF on a Monday, Patriots Monday. Bill Belichick will join us momentarily. We'll get into this Gordon trade. We'll get into a little bit of yesterday's game. We had all the good, the bad, and the ugly. There wasn't a lot of good, though. I didn't hear a lot of good.
There was some good.
Hogan.
Yeah, there was some good. Sonny Michel.
I thought James White was good. I would like to see
first
more
opportunity. Yeah, first
you know what,
opportunity
you know
Sonny Michel.
You know what I want them to build here at Gillette Stadium?
Something special?
No. I want them to build a pool. A pool.
For what?
Jacksonville Jaguar fans, they get that pool in the end zone. All the kids are jumping around in the pool, having a grand old
yeah,
time.
You wouldn't go in that pool because you'd be afraid sharks
it's
would
true,
show
true.
Up.
Right? Well, no, I got to
see Florida
see,
Gators.
Had a problem with it over the weekend.
That's actually a good point.
Had a well fleet.
Nah,
you see that?
Yeah, I know. It's insane.
That'll keep you out of the ocean.
No, I like the ocean. I'm not afraid of the ocean. It's pools that I'm afraid of.
It makes no sense.
What?
Don't worry about it.
What? So the ocean, you're okay? That's where the sharks swim, you know. Sharks are in the ocean. They're not in pools. Fresh water, they can't exist in fresh water.
Sharks and I have an understanding. We understand each other.
No, I'm not sure you have an understanding.
What I don't understand, since we're waiting for Coach, Vontae Davis situation in Buffalo. We were kidding with it with Matthew Slater and kind of having a good time with it. But this guy, at halftime, just decided he was done. The second game of the season, he says, you know what? I'm just not into it anymore.
At halftime.
Like, my heart's not into it. So what does it look like? I'm just trying. Is he pacing? Does he leave in his uniform? Like, I've always wanted to do something like that, but it's usually camp-related, right? And when camp was tough and it was 2 days and it was like 4 weeks long, I want to just get up during stretch in my pads and be like, F you! Just throw my helmet, you know, and just leave. Like the kid from the Bad News Bears, he goes and he climbs that tree, you know, because he keeps striking out. That's what I want to do.
I mean, what
do
you do, though? I mean, who's the guy, the linebacker, Alexander?
Renzo Alexander, not happy.
I don't have nothing to say about Vontae. I'm going to give him a little bit more respect than he showed us today as far as putting on us in the middle of the game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen anything like that in your NFL
never
career?
Never have seen it ever. Pop Warner, high school, college, pros, never heard of it, never seen it. And it's just completely disrespectful his teammates.
Did he say anything to you?
Did,
as a veteran?
Did he say anybody to anything?
He didn't say nothing to nobody.
He left?
When did he find out? You know as much as I know. I know I found out going in the second half of the game. Coming out, said they said he's not coming out, he retired. Hmm. So.
What?
Yep.
Who quits at halftime, by the way? Pop Warner?
At halftime, you said, are these the adjustments we're going to make? This is what we got going on here in the second half, and all of a sudden it's cool, but we don't have Vontae Davis. Was he hurt?
No, he
quit.
We can't go big. We can't go big nickel. Why? Because we don't have a big nickel.
A big nickel retired.
He's gone. He's in his car. We saw
concussion
him at Hardee's.
Protocol? No, retired.
Hardee's. We saw him at Hardee's.
He's
right?
gone.
He's
so
like
they were limited with players too. I guess a couple players had gone down in the first half, and they were going deep into the roster, and he walks out on them?
Part of me loves it. The other part says, dude, what is wrong with you? All of a sudden, you know what? I'm done. Don't care anymore. Don't care how I look. Don't care. But his entire career, he's not known for being a football player now. He's known for being a quitter. So that's how you decide to go out. That's you can't wait, an hour and a half.
But you know what'll happen.
He'll be back. He'll come back.
He'll have an epiphany, and Tuesday or Wednesday he'll sit there and say, my bad. I screwed it up. It's on me. I didn't mean it. I'm sorry, guys. I overreacted. And he'll want to come back again. Because reality will set in. So as much as you can get pissed off, and they've been pissed off in Buffalo for the first 2 weeks because they suck. And they have no quarterback.
Vontae Davis married?
Married?
Yeah. That's usually, we say, voice of reason. It's usually mama.
Oh, yeah, mama.
Saying, what?
Bills, honey.
What are we doing here?
What are we doing for Bills?
We got Bills.
You can't just finish the year?
No.
You got Bills here.
What are we doing here? Or did Damian Woody, I think he went off on him too, didn't he? We have Damian Woody?
I'm sitting here right now, and my blood is boiling right now. Like, I would literally, want to fight this cat.
Yeah.
Here it is. Because here's the problem I have. You've known for a while now that you've been contemplating this. So you should have taken you behind to the coach and be like, you know what? I'm done. But you're going to wait until game day where we're all dependent on the next man. Victor, you know this.
Absolutely.
You're only as good as the next guy that you're playing with. And then you going to pull a pump move and walk out basically while nobody's watching, nobody can see you, and just take your stuff and run? What kind of punk does stuff like that? You just walk out on me. Guys who, like we talked about earlier, we depend on each other to make money, to feed our families, and all these type of things, and then you walk out? And then you gonna post something on Instagram, on social media?
Yeah, that's
you can't come at me like a man and tell me, you know what, dog? I can't do
How
it
many
anymore.
Players are
I
there
can't
in the
do
league?
Anymore.
He's right.
Yeah. Again, does he drive home in his pads? Does he just grab his keys, keep his pads on? He has his cleats on. He just drives home, and maybe his wife's not even at the game if he is married. And his wife says, "What do you do at home? Don't you have a game? And why are you still in your pads?" Like, honestly, does he need to stop at the Walgreens and pick something up? Wow. Does he walk in and say, what are you doing? I don't know. To me, it's very
He's going to be back in 2 or 3 days.
No.
Well, maybe
done.
Not there. Maybe not there.
No, who's going to want that?
He's done.
No one's going to want that.
He's done. Yeah. Nobody wants. I tell you what, that team doesn't want him. That team does not want him. I don't care. What would you have to say in order to convince his teammates? What would he have to say to his teammates so they would trust him again? His defensive coordinator, his position coach. I mean, everybody else. Now, Damian's right. I mean, listen, he's supposed to be a good player. He's supposed to help them win. And the more we win, the more money we all make.
Come back with Damian Woody.
I don't know. That's crazy. The whole weekend was crazy. Wow. The Clay Matthews hit, that was crazy.
What happened? That's roughing the passer.
He hit him from the
side. To me,
that
was sacking the quarterback. That's what
you're
supposed to do, and now that's roughing the passer.
Well, I told you, that's the one I have the biggest issue with, because we haven't even seen the helmet-to-helmet thing come into play. The kid got thrown out of the game, but when he hit Cam Newton. Okay, I get that, but we haven't seen helmet-to-helmet, really leading with your head, I should say.
Yeah.
This body weight falling on a quarterback is the one we're seeing called. And that
Except
is an
on Brady
awful,
yesterday. We
awful
didn't see it yesterday.
Call. No, we didn't.
With Brady. They could have called that. The other one I'll give you is Aaron Rodgers. Less glorifying last week, the comeback from the Chicago Bears. He was fine. Mm-hmm. He was terrific yesterday. Mm-hmm. I expected he was going to miss yesterday's game. This is the guy that went off on the card. Everybody said he was unbelievable with the comeback. Sorry, I don't have as much respect as I did before. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to take a break so we can have some good time to talk with Bill Belichick. He will join us next.
The Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Town Fair Tire sells every name brand at the guaranteed lowest price. And Town Fair offers more free services than any other tire dealer. For the best prices on tires, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hi, back here on OMF. Patriots Monday. We are doing it live down here at Gillette Stadium, as we always do. And
do every day live.
Interesting day. We came down here. Well, sometimes we're not. Sometimes we're dead. Interesting day. We came down here today. We thought we'd talk a lot about the game yesterday, which we have done. And then in the course of today's show, the Patriots made a trade and acquired wide receiver Josh Gordon from the Cleveland Browns. So let's check in with the coach. He's on the phone with us, and it's brought to you by Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center. Everyday amazing by the Northeast Men's Clinic, specializing exclusively in men's sexual health. McFarland Energy, Fraser Engineering, and by the Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Hey, Bill, how are you doing today?
Good, Glenn. How's it going?
Good.
Christian, Lou, how are you doing?
Good, Coach.
Terrific. All right, why don't we start with the acquisition today of Josh Gordon, a talented, incredibly talented guy, but he's had his issues, Bill. How do you see this guy fitting in here with what you're doing?
Yeah, well, at this point, Glenn, I can't comment on anything until whatever we do is official, so... I just can't make any comments on that now.
Okay, then. I don't know if you've been in contact with the office, but the Patriots have sent out a release. I'm reading a release by the New England Patriots, and it says the Patriots announced today they've acquired wide receiver Josh Gordon in a trade with the Cleveland Browns. In addition, the Patriots have released Corey Coleman.
Yeah, and there are conditions that go with that, and so until everything gets set, it's a work in progress, so we're not there yet.
So hold on. I want to make it clear. So you're telling me that the deal is not complete. It sounds to me, did something come up at the last second?
No.
Are we just talking about just, you know, paperwork and stuff like that, or is it a bigger issue?
There's a certain process that an acquisition goes through, and we're in that normal process, and we're not there yet. And until anything's completed, I'll refrain from commenting on it.
All right, because the organization released it, the Cleveland Browns have released it, and so we thought it was open fodder to talk about. And
I guess the question I would have is that people for years now, Bill, they always talk about, you know, the Patriots organization. This is an organization where people can go if they have issues in the past. And do you feel like this organization is somewhere that can take a guy that maybe has some issues off the field and you can get him right and get the most out of him?
Well, I don't think, just fundamentally, I don't think we would want to bring a player onto our team that we didn't feel like would be able to help our team. So obviously they don't all work out, but that's always the intent. So,
you know, if the situation arises and if the opportunity is there with any player, how often do you guys try to talk to some of your own players about potential trades or draft picks or, you know, free agents?
It just depends on the individual situation. I don't know. I couldn't really answer that.
All right, let's get to yesterday's game. You've obviously had an opportunity to sit back, look at the film. Anything jump out that was better than what you thought or worse?
We did enough things to stay in the game. We had a chance to really get back in the game. In the third and fourth quarter, we weren't able to do it. Certainly did a lot of things to not give ourselves a chance to win the game. So we just have to do a better job in all areas to be more consistent, and that's what we'll work for.
When you say that, was effort ever a part in it? Because you did a couple plays. If they had gone the right way, you're back in this game. Was effort ever an issue?
I thought we competed well. Obviously, it could have been better. We could all do a better job, so that's just what we have to do. That's every player, every coach, everybody's involved in the game. That wasn't our best, and we always want to be at our best, so that's what we'll be shooting for.
Bill, did they come out and throw the ball more than you guys had expected coming into this game?
I don't know about that. They threw it more than they did last week. A lot of their plays are run-pass option plays, you know, RPO systems, so some of that depends on what the defense is in, what the quarterback, the decision the quarterback makes.
Coach, I remember years ago, back when I was on the team, there was a preseason game that we had against Cincinnati, I remember we came out for that game, and it was just an embarrassment of how the lack of energy that we had. And I remember you saying after the game how important it was to match the energy, especially when you're on the road. Do you feel like the team did that in Jacksonville?
I think the biggest issue we had was just a lot of fundamental execution, which goes back to basically everything. Coaching, playing. You know, we drove the ball down the field the first series and didn't end up with any points, and we had multiple opportunities to get off the field on their two long touchdown drives in the first quarter and couldn't do that. So, you know, we got them into situations that we just weren't able to convert on, and that hurt us. We weren't able to convert in the red area offensively. We weren't able to convert in the red area defensively. So, you know, when you look at those situations, that's not a good way to have a good outcome.
In a situation like this, I'm just curious, based on just certain coaches and their philosophy after a loss, was it more of a tough love situation, bringing the hammer down, or was it, you know, building this team up, you know, pointing out the positives so guys don't get too down and, you know, feel sorry for themselves?
All right. Well, it's a long season. There's going to be highs and lows in this season along the way. We're going to have to be mentally tough enough to work through a lot of things. Today was one of them, and there certainly are going to be more. I don't have any doubt about that. There'll be things that'll come up during the year that'll challenge us, and we'll have to find a way to deal with them. So we'll see.
Sony Michel got his first look. What was your take?
Oh, it was good to have him out there, and that was a start. He's got a long way to go, and I know he works very hard at it. He's had some good opportunities on the practice field, and he's taken advantage of those. Did some good things in the game. Some things that he knows that he needs to work on. We all need to work on. That's true for all of us. So, but it was good to have him out there.
Bill, Rob Gronkowski, 4 targets, 2 catches. I think it was only 15 yards. Did you see something in particular they did well to kind of take him out of this game?
No, there were times where they had coverage toward him, but they kind of do what they do. They certainly, you know, look, we're not going to play anybody that doesn't pay attention to him, but there were times when, for one reason or another, it just, again, we don't pass the ball to get the ball to one player. We take it based on the coverage and what happens after the snap, and Tom makes great decisions doing that. So sometimes it was whatever the circumstances were, the ball ended up where it did. But I don't second guess any of Tom's decisions, not whatsoever.
I'm just curious your thoughts on the offensive line. You talk about all areas, but it seemed like, I don't know whether it was communication or not, there was some just free runs at Brady, especially early on that game. The one time Michelle was left kind of hitting Campbell as he was rushing in. Was there miscommunication at times with the offensive line?
Yeah, not much. It wasn't an overly complicated game. We had some pressure early in the first, few passes, and then it settled down quite a bit after that. And then there was some in the fourth quarter, but we went quite a while without really having a lot of problems. But look, they have a good front and they have a good pass rush, and we were behind most of the game, so that's not the position that you want to put yourselves in, and so that's our fault for being there, but that's not really where you want to be.
We've seen games like this, Bill, before early in the season where there seems to be some issues, some communication issues out there. Matthew Slater was here an hour ago, and he said you're incorporating a lot of different players and everybody's coming up to speed. Would you say that's a fair assessment of it, that maybe that's one of the reasons why you seem to get out of the gate? And you know, you get games like this that aren't really smooth.
Yeah, I don't know. That's certainly not our intent.
Is it the result, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
So, Coach, in the fourth quarter, there was a fourth and one situation. James White gets the ball. Looks like it's the refs give him a first down. Marone challenges it, and this it's no, it's not a first down. It's fourth and one. Was there any thought process in going for it at that point in time based on the down and distance and the situation that you guys found yourself in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, no, we punted the ball in that situation, Christian.
Yeah, I know, but just based on it, would you guys think, okay, maybe this is what leads into whether you go for it on fourth down in a game situation like that? And obviously that wasn't one of them because you guys punted, but was there any discussion at all about maybe trying to keep the drive going?
I think at that point in time, based on the way things were going, there's still about 8 minutes to go in the game, and we were down by two scores, that there was enough time to have two possessions and convert those. So, but you know, you can always second guess those decisions if you want to. We do what we thought was best.
What about Blake Bortles? This is a guy that seems to be improving every time, at least we see him. You know, the second half of that AFC Championship game wasn't nearly as good as the first half of the AFC Championship game, but it seemed to be that they were really being aggressive as far as allowing him to throw, especially on first down. A lot of first down throws to really set the tempo. How do you feel, you know, he's progressed so far? Was he better than you guys thought he was, or was status quo?
Well, we have a lot of respect for Jacksonville and their entire football team and all the players that are on it, including him. So we had our opportunities on a lot of second and third and long situations that we didn't convert on, that we need to convert on. We need to do a better job in those situations. So, and I thought that was more of a problem than first down was.
You know, you talk about execution, a lack thereof at times. Was that on that punt that we were talking about, fourth and one? Obviously, Jacksonville jumps off. They come back to reset. It seemed like you were frustrated over. Was that one of those times you're talking about in the game where you've coached these guys up and that was a disappointing moment for you? You weren't too happy about it.
Well, I think after looking at the play and the way it looked to me at the time and what it actually looked like on film, I wouldn't have any I don't really have any criticism of what we did. We need to coach better, and it was he might have been in the neutral zone, not sure. But from where we had to make the decision from, we didn't react to it. Again, not sure if he was or wasn't. It's close. But in the end, it was what it was. And certainly the play was officiated correctly. There's no issue about that. So we'll just have to, that's one of those that, everybody's trying to do what they feel is best in that situation. I'm not going to second guess it. I don't think that was a major factor in the game. That was just, we still have plenty of opportunities before and after that.
All right, Sunday night in Detroit against the Detroit Lions. You've done this act before where a guy who's worked on your staff is the coach and you're facing that team. How different are those games for you?
Well, we certainly have a lot to learn about the Lions. We haven't played them. We don't know very much about them. And Matt's obviously a very good and experienced coach, and he has a good repertoire of his system and so forth. So, sure, there's a lot of options on things that he could do. He won't do all of them. He'll do some of them. And we may not know which ones those are until the game starts. And so we'll just have to see how all that unfolds. But we'll prepare as well as we can to know the team and the players. And, again, it's a team we don't know very well, so we've got a lot of work to do.
Coach, there's Vontae Davis, cornerback from the Buffalo Bills, at halftime decided to retire. I've heard of guys, quitting in the middle of camp or, actually even in the middle of night for whatever reason. You ever heard of anybody just quitting in the middle of a game? You ever seen that before?
No, not on any team I've been a part of. I can't think of that.
All right, so Coach, we're gonna give you the. We're gonna wrap things up with our Mercedes-Benz drive of the week. There was a couple good drives. I'm curious to know, what do you think the drive of the week was?
Probably our first touchdown drive brought it back to a 2-score game and put us back in the game. And then after the turnover, we had another opportunity to get it closer to do the field goal. So, but I'd say the first touchdown drive that helped get us back in the game and certainly made the most of the rest of the game competitive.
All right, our drive of the week was brought to you by the Boston area Mercedes-Benz dealers. Glenn?
Okay, Bill, before we let you go, I just want to make sure we got this right, just to confirm. So you're telling us that the Josh Gordon deal is not official yet because you're still working on certain technicalities of it, correct? Is that fair?
It's, again, until it's on the wire and until the transaction's completed, it's not completed. Now, there's a process that it doesn't just happen in 20 seconds. It's a process that is normal trades that you go through, and that's, I'd say, part of what we're going through, yeah.
Yeah, the only thing, reason we're confused is both the Patriots and the Browns have issued press releases with all the details of the deal. So understand it from our position, we're a little bit confused, and obviously this protocol that goes with all of this, which you're explaining, but we're looking at press releases from both of the teams with all the details, and that's obviously the reason we asked the question.
Yeah, and I'm answering the question completely honestly. That's totally the situation. So when it's complete, then I'm happy to talk about a player that's on our team. Until the player's everything's completed and he's on our team, I'm not comfortable talking about that. So I hope you can understand that as well.
Okay, we do. And we will ask it when we get that opportunity. Thanks, Bill.
I'm sure you will.
and good luck to you. All right?
All right, thank you.
You got it. See you later. This is Bill Belichick. Interesting. That's interesting to me. That's a new one because we had both the
No, that's not a
teams.
New one. That's a dotting your I's and crossing your T's. That's what it is. That's...
No, but I understand what he's saying, but the Patriots, I don't believe, send out press releases on this. They hold it back. Yeah. Now, I wouldn't have been – if we had just heard it from the Cleveland Browns, for an example, if it were the Cleveland Browns social media, if it was on Twitter from the Cleveland Browns and he was saying something like that, I'd sit there and say, well, that's the Cleveland Browns, somebody in the social media department who doesn't understand protocol and just rushing out there to put it on media. But we've got an official thing from both the Patriots press release and the Cleveland Browns. Now maybe is he concerned? That's why I asked the question whether he was concerned. Is something
physical? No. Here's
right.
The thing.
Something gets in the way.
He's not ready to talk about it now. He's going to spend the night, spend the morning, and he'll address it after talking to his people. But how they want to properly address it, and they want to prepare for every question, and they, what he wants to say to it. So he's not ready to do that yet.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm sure you will.
Right.
I just feel like
come on,
it's
that's obvious.
No, I mean, I know, but I'm like, what is it?
It's
so
done.
Is he? And Josh Gordon has nothing to do with this. He doesn't even have to sign anything. That's what. What am I saying? It's not like he's a free agent.
$750,000.
What is it? It's like, what is it? The fax hasn't come through yet. Is that what it is?
Obviously, there's a reason he's holding back in talking about it. That's why I'm sitting here trying to figure it out. Is there a possibility there's still something, a condition that has to be met for this thing?
No,
to
I think it's done. No, I just don't think you want to talk about it.
Both teams right. Have announced it. Right. It's a blue check mark for everybody. No.
There you go.
You
with
tried.
Blue check marks.
You tried, buddy. Okay. You gave it the old right. College try.
Right. We got one more segment to go. We'll do it coming up next.
Take OMF with you wherever you go. Download the radio.com app. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on WEEI.
Conversation with the coach was brought to you by Putnam Investments. Putnam Investments and the New England Patriots, proud partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off the field. I wonder if somebody heard about the press release being out that soon. Maybe it was supposed to be held back.
You don't send out a press release if you're waiting on a physical. Everything is done.
Right? That would not be the Patriot way. No.
Cross your T's. It's all done. You just didn't want to address it.
Well, there's certain protocol there, Lou, that you need to go through.
Glenn, it's official. Both teams have made it official.
Not according to him.
Well, yeah, because he didn't want to address it.
Maybe. Maybe he didn't want to address it. Maybe there seems to be some discrepancy as to why the press release was out there. The whole thing was really strange. Talking about strange, Rob Parker, your buddy Rob Parker.
My buddy.
Yeah, you used to work with him, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Your boy.
I guess until he got really pissed off at me and just decided just to never return my calls.
Is he a brother or is he a cornball brother?
So I was there for him when he did that. I was there.
Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, you were there. So he was trolling Patriot fans yesterday. I'll read you his tweet. Funny, didn't hear not from one page. Isn't he a writer?
I was going to say, really?
He's a writer, isn't he?
It's Twitter, though.
Funny, didn't hear not from one Patriots fan today telling me I'm a hater because I picked Jaguars to beat New England by 14 points. Also, don't expect WEEI to want me on the air as well. Hashtag shocker. Well, first of all, Rob, Lou, I think, picked Jacksonville by 4. I picked him by 6.
So
what you did was not a big deal, but you responded right away to
him. Well, I did, because, first of all, that's a lie. That tweet is a lie.
We can whenever he wants.
We've been reaching out to him for years now. On a regular basis. Yeah. Wants nothing to do with this. I've texted him. I know Paul has texted him, but before he left, I know Ryan's reached out to him. Curtis has reached out to him. So I saw this, and I'm not a real big into the whole Twitter beef thing. But this one irritated me.
Well, we also try to reach him on Twitter, but he's had us blocked on Twitter for over a year now. So we couldn't reach him on Twitter.
I tweeted back to him. I said, listen, you are welcome to come on anytime. But when you constantly say no, when we ask, it kind of makes us not give a crap what you have to say.
Right.
So either you want to come on and you're cool, or you're uptight and, you know, uppity, and you think that you're better than us. I don't know what it is.
All the above.
So
yeah, he's blocked me.
So the station he blocked you too.
Yep.
He didn't block you though, Christian.
Maybe he will now.
Hold on, I'm gonna see if he blocked me.
He wants to be on this show. Yeah, I don't know why he kept hiding from me.
So the station tweeted out this morning. We reached out to Rob Parker, invited him on all the WEEI shows, every one of them. Ben Maller overnight. His response: let me think and get back to you. We followed up at 2:30. No response. Maybe tomorrow, Rob. Now Ryan. Did you call him up? What did you do, Ryan? Because you contacted him today as well, right?
Yeah, I don't know him personally. I shot him a text message. Just said, hey, you know, I produce OMF. Would love to have you on with the guys. No malicious, nothing like that. And about 2 hours later, I just got back, okay, thanks. And that is the last I've heard from him.
So that's it.
All right, so 21 minutes ago, he hasn't blocked me.
I feel
privileged. You got blocked, Lou?
Yep.
Well, should we say you have officially been invited again?
Yeah. So he's responded. He said, tomorrow is better. My national show on Fox Sports Radio debuts tonight. Wouldn't it have been smarter for him to come on today if he's got a new
national show
that we could have helped promote for him?
We'll talk about it for you.
Huh?
It's like he can easily hold his own. This is what I don't get. He can easily hold his own, and he doesn't have an issue arguing or fighting. Even though he has a lame take, he doesn't have a problem backing his take, even though it's stupid. Right? Just like all of us here. We love stupid. We love idiots. So you fit in perfectly. The fact that he refuses to come on is beyond me. And I think I kind of hurt his feelings. So what I think I need to do is apologize for all of us.
You got to reach out.
Well,
don't apologize for me.
For the good of the show.
No.
For the good of the show.
No.
I feel like I was representing the entire show.
No, we're
Christian,
a wolf pack.
You do whatever you can to get him on the show. I just don't like him tweeting out.
Well, shame doesn't work.
Well, I'm just saying tweeting out that, of course, EI is not going to want me on now.
My apologies.
Sure. What do you mean? Of course we would. Call in. He doesn't want to, and he complains about, you know, the station and bothering him all the time. So then stop freaking tweeting out that we won't bring you on now. Yeah,
didn't I hear somebody earlier today, maybe it was Rich or Dale, were talking about the fact that he already emailed, was it Joey or somebody at the station?
Said, leave us alone.
Leave us alone.
Tell
leave
your producers
me alone.
To stop bothering me.
Good news for you this morning.
Yeah. Tell your producers to stop bothering
me. Is that what he did? Yeah. I mean, give me a break. You either want to come on or you're willing to come on or not. And by the way, he'd be surprised because a couple of us did pick Jacksonville in this game. Now, I don't think Tom Brady fell off the cliff.
The difference is that he picked him against Houston. He's going to pick him against Detroit. He's going to pick him against Miami. He's going to pick him, you know.
Oh, yeah. He's the same guy as Max Kellerman. Well, he's been talking about Brady's demise for the last 8 years.
Tom Brady will wind up being Lance Armstrong without the bison.
He's the load.
What the hell?
The luckiest of all time.
What the hell is that? And then we've got our guy, Skip Bayless, that for some reason turned into a child yesterday as he was watching the Patriots game.
He's affected by the Patriots. We should have played that for Bill.
Belichick.
As he was like shaking his pen. Did you guys hear that thing?
Yeah, what was that? What was that?
It was one of those like Sharpies.
He's either autographing footballs, which is a possibility, or he was crossing out Corey Coleman's name on the board.
Corey Coleman, Kenny Brad.
Yeah, it seemed like one of those things, like a gold Sharpie, silver Sharpie. You know, like you said, shaking that thing out.
Yeah. Trying to get all the ink to get to the bottom of the pen.
Yeah.
It's like he's multitasking. It seemed like he was walking around in like a trash can.
What was that exercise? Like what was that exercise machine where you grab and
shake weight.
You yank it.
I don't like that gesture from you right
what?
Now.
What? Shake weight? No, remember that one?
No, I know. Yeah. I've used the shake
maybe
weight
he's got one of those.
Down by two scores that there was enough time to have two possessions and convert those, so... But, you know, you can always second-guess those.
Something's going on there.
It wasn't as bad as I thought.
He was having a conversation on the site.
Yeah. Yeah, he was having two
4:30
p.m. It's two things at the same time. All right.
All right, this last segment has been brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Here's the drill for tomorrow. The Red Sox are scheduled to play the New York Yankees. What time is that game starting, Ryan?
1 o'clock, supposedly.
It's a 1 o'clock start, okay?
It can happen.
So if the game is played, because they're expecting rain and rain heavy at times in New York, as well as here, right? They're expecting rain here. If the game is played, we will obviously be on right after the game. If the game is washed out and then they reschedule it for maybe a day-night doubleheader on Wednesday or Thursday, we will be on tomorrow at 2 o'clock, mm-hmm. and we'll talk a lot more about this.
So we probably got to be there no matter what at round 2, just in case?
Yep. Yeah, just in case.
Yep.
I know that's going to screw up your entire day.
It'll get rained
entire day.
But, clinch on Wednesday instead.
You got to do what you got to do.
Which is true.
That's what it is. All right, fellas, we're going to wrap it up this one. We'll catch you tomorrow, maybe at 2, maybe after the Red Sox game. Either way, we're out of here.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.